Blog Talk Radio.
Good. Are we live? Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Spirit of America party. Let's see what we got going here.
Hi, you boys and girls. We're back. I was just speaking with Jimmy from Brooklyn, and I'm trying to convince Jimmy to call into the show and give me about 20 minutes and give our audience a lesson on communism. Because when you say the word communist today, everybody looks at you like you got two heads, like there's no such thing as a communist. And if you read my intro to the show tonight, you will see that communism is stronger in the world than ever before, and communism is stronger in the United States than ever before. Now, they all don't go by the title communist, but there are many organizations that are communist. And if I told you one of the organizations is the Democrat Party, you'd tell me I was crazy, right? And you might be right. Everybody is demanding to see 10 years of Newt Gingrich's tax returns and 20 years of Mitt Romney's. But nobody wants to see anything that Barack Hussein Obama signed his name to in all his high school and college years. Isn't that amazing? Nobody wants to see a proof of citizenship. Why? Because O'Reilly told you it's authentic? What is so dark and mysterious about Obama's life in school that no human eye is allowed to see? What is there? What kind of skeleton is that? How big is that skeleton? And why can't we see it? Aren't we an open society? Jimmy from Brooklyn has a lifetime's experience in dealing with communists. He hanged around with communism, or he hung around with communists many of his younger years. He knows all of the groups that are associated with international communism. He has all their documents and all their propaganda pamphlets. And he is a wealth of knowledge on communists. So I'm trying to convince Jimmy before it's too late to start to run a little education program on what communists are, what they do, what their goals are, and how they are going to affect your life and your children's lives in the future, and just how strong they are here in the United States. And you'll hear words like McCarthyite from the left and John Birch Society. But it's not those that you have to worry about. You don't have to worry about somebody who's trying to protect America. You have to worry about the people who are trying to destroy it. The heartstring groups. They bring an issue to the front that tugs on your heartstrings. But what they're really doing is using your softness to kill you. Kill you spiritually, morally, and financially. Because a poor America is a great candidate for communism. Jimmy says that we did not win the Cold War. Jimmy says we lost the Cold War. And that the Russians let us believe we won it. And the split between China and Russia was a ruse. Jimmy says that we gave money to the Russians when they split with the Chinese, and then we gave money to the Chinese when they split with the Russians. And in the meantime, all the money is going to the destruction of the United States. Jimmy had a book that he quoted me tonight from a Russian defector, and Jimmy believes that most Russian defectors never defect, which is very interesting. But this Russian defector, and he asked me if I recognized his name, which I didn't, and I can't remember it, so I can't give it to you. But he was talking about communism and Islam, and communism in support of Osama bin Laden. And in the one of the chapters of the book, this Russian defector says that Zawahiri was educated in communist universities in Russia. He went to Russia for special training. Zawahiri, who's still alive. And he also says that Saddam Hussein was working with bin Laden back as early as 1998. So the next time I talk to him, I'm going to try and get more info for you on that. And I'm going to try and do a series with Jimmy. Hopefully we'll get him to go along with us. And on communism and its effects. One of the books that Jimmy recommended that I get was Red Cocaine. I'm a big anti-drug freak. And I know that the best way to bring down a nation is to dope it up. And so he gave me this, he recommended this book called Red Cocaine. And I was surprised to learn that even before World War II, Mao Zedong was planning to distribute opium in the United States. And that all of the drug routes into the United States was set up by the Communist Party, including and one of the experts on how to bring drugs into the United States was part of Czechoslovakian intelligence. And if you get that book, Red Cocaine, you will get your eyes opened onto why there are so many junkies in the United States. I say one out of five Americans is a junkie. And one out of five Americans brings down five innocent people and definitely ruins one out of five families in this country. When Newt Gingrich was looking in the audience and said, we all have suffered some sort of pain. I wondered how many have watched their sons turn into monsters and steal their mother's last dollar for drugs. And nobody can refute the fact that if you got rid of drugs in the United States, 90% of the crime would vanish tomorrow. And if you want to see the United States before drugs, just look in your neighborhood and imagine no gates. So let me give you a tune, and I'll take one from the 50s when we were all clean. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. And we're going to kick off the show with a tribute to the United States Marine Corps, which is being under fire because there's too many Catholics. somebody sent me this picture, this photo, and I just want to describe it to you. It is very touching. It is a picture of a Marine in uniform in his fatigues. And on the right-hand top corner of the picture hangs his hat. To the right of the picture is a pair of boots that belong to this Marine. In front of the boots, there is a small camouflage Bible. Between the picture and the boots is a fatigue shirt folded, squared away. And on top of that fatigue shirt sleeps a baby boy, just born, maybe a month. And the person who sent it had sent me this information. God bless Marine Lance Corporal Carpenter and his family. Meet Landon. His father, Marine Lance Corporal Carpenter, 3/8, gave his life at defending our country in Afghanistan, February 2011, a month before his son was born. Baby Landon's mom wants his story to be known. Take a photo to share this photo. Take a moment to share this photo with your friends, and let us reflect on the price of freedom. So, his dad had died so that he could live free, and so that we could live free. Never forget the price of freedom. There's an issue that the communist media wants the death penalty for, and it's four Marines that took a leak on some Taliban. I want you to think about this. You just got out of high school. Your peach fuzz is coming in full hair. You still miss parts of your face when you shave. You're not old enough to buy a beer, but your Marine recruiter convinces you that you are a man. The law of serving your country and defending it from all enemies, foreign and domestic, is strong. Off you go to Paris Island. You are drilled harder than an Alaskan oil well, with EPA restrictions. In 16 weeks, you graduate a team player filled with Marine pride. It is all about the guys you just grew up with. God, Corps, and country is everything. And it's all about the guys on both sides of you. You are shipped 6,000 miles into a training ground for Osama bin Laden, the sanctuary of the Taliban, who kill Muslims and rape Hazara women and boys, destroy whole Muslim villages, and leave the bodies of Allah's children to be eaten by dogs. The Marines are sent on combat mission to engage an enemy who last month wiped out SEAL Team 6 members in an ambush, killing 22 of them, and the only burial they got was in the media in a covered-up press who pissed on them. The same media which covers up Obama bin Laden's casualty count that has surpassed Bush's 8-year KIA account of 461. Obama is up to 1750 in 3 years. Now he is killing the spirit of America for the Taliban. Behind America's back, he is negotiating with evil at the expense of young Marines he does not protect. He has failed his oath of office. This communist stunt and setup has the earmarks of Eric Holder's murder of 41,000 Mexicans with American guns that were to be used to destroy the Second Amendment. Now, with the cut of the skeleton crew of freedom, he trots out a piss-poor example of why the Corps must be destroyed. Communists are very clever. As Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists lose, they win, and when they win, they win. And that is why the ACLU is always in the courts trying to destroy the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution again and again until they get the right judge and the federal government pays the bill. If they reduce the size of the Corps, they win. If they kill recruitment, they win. So here we are taking fire from all sides. Who was hit? Who is dead? Whose eyes are missing? Whose face is burned beyond recognition? Who's bleeding out? The adrenaline is flowing like a river. Your heart is racing overtime. Your eyes are on four locations at once. Somebody shouts, "Look out!" Then as quick as it started, it's over. Now you start to come down and you take a leak that your fight or flight gene was holding. Patting yourself on the back for surviving in a hellhole. Someone with no brains or a traitor's move videos you doing Operation Wee Wee. Everybody thinks it's funny and you are sending a message like your buddy who just missed losing his leg to an IED. Only his pants are torn and he is carried off the battlefield on a stretcher with minor wounds. He gives a finger to the guy on the hill who detonated the bomb. Glad to be alive and looking forward to a job well done, Marine. You're informed that you're under arrest for doing pee-pee. Supposedly, there are four Marines facing charges. Well, we are a team. We stick together, and we took POW training. Now everything about teamwork goes out the window. In comes ACLU Marine lawyers who have instructions to make examples out of you. The first thing they do, like the Chinese did in Korea, is to separate you and convince you that your buddies are betraying you. Not only that, you are facing 15 years in the brig, unless you come clean and turn on your buddies. When your general court-martial comes up, the best defense attorney won't be available, because he has been picked for the prosecution. The same outfit that built you up is going to break you. No GI Bill, no school money, just a dishonorable discharge. That is what's hanging over those four lads tonight. In an America that won World War II, this would be an Article 15 and a stripe which you can earn back quickly. And that would be my penalty of redemption. And I would also call for a one-year draft for every wimp in the USA. No exceptions like President Pinocchio Pants got. No pardons like Jimmy Carter gave cowards. No medals like Hanoi John put himself in for. No excuses. If you can't see, you go into the blind man's platoon and you go cold glaucoma. If you want to hold trials, go after the Pentagon, who could not defend itself on 9-1-1. Not one Stinger missile to stop a plane, but every kid in a cave in the Hindu Kush has one. Soon you will have 1,000 more from Obama's conquered Libya. Go after the Air Force, who scrambled two unarmed planes to protect New York and missed finding the city that the Muslims found. If anyone calls for Geneva Convention justice and throws the Soviet book at these shapetails, they should have to take their place on the battlefield. Prove yourself like they did. I wonder if Osama bin Laden got a Taliban golden shower in the Yellow Sea. That's the first time I saw a body slipped over the side in a sluice. 5,000 Americans can't be wrong. This is for 9-1-1. We forget nothing, and we have not paid you back yet. If this was poker, I'd be holding a royal flush. The Spirit of America Party salutes the United States Marine Corps and all who serve, this country, that 1%, the skeleton crew of freedom.
That's it, huh? No cannons? Okay, I'm going to go over some blogs that I sent out, my outrageous blogs. Let me see what the first one looks like. You ever see that logo that's Obama's? It says they have the Obama logo. It's what's left of the Stars and Stripes that Bill Ayers wiped his feet on. And it's got that looks like a half a lifesaver. And underneath it says Obama Biden, and I put underneath that the road to hell. And then I put Obama bin Laden, which almost looks like Obama Biden. And we plugged our show, and let's see what we're saying here. Oh, they were talking about that he's negotiating directly with the Taliban. They're in the White House and they're under the desk. And I say, I get the feeling these talks are to beg the Taliban and not to shoot us on the way out. 1,750 dead Americans on Obama's Afghan watch. Bush, 461 in 8 years. Six Marines dead yesterday in a chopper that went down. 22, I love it when they say, the chopper went down, but there's no signs of violence. Or when they arrest a guy who just came over the border and killed six people, they'll never tell you he's an illegal alien. I have a theory about that, where they're protesting the voter IDs. They want to outlaw the ability for the state of Alabama or Arizona to qualify who's illegal and who's an illegal invader. I say we don't need voter IDs. Let's just get the illegals to agree to wear only sombreros. So anyway, the best this imposter can do is arrest a four Marines for making pee-pee. He is going to throw the pocketbook at them. It seems like everything this presidential mistake does is to hurt the country. He wants the South out of work. He wants $8 a gallon gas. He wants a bigger military than the U.S. military. I think we have a giant lemon here. The only thing he has accomplished is cross-dressing in the military. You can now wear combat heels. And the new medal is the Congressional Earrings of Dishonor. We stand by and let him insult us all day long. It's time to go, Obobo. And then I have a question, Obama or, and I have a picture of Kim Il-Loon. Yeah, and he's in a tank. And it says, Obama or Kim Il-Loon, I would take my chances with the smaller communist. Obama is not a communist. How would you know, Comrade Pothead? So let's see what other goodies we have here. I hate to do this. You know what? I'll give you a tune and let me line up the next blog. First, we'll give you a little wolf howl.
Man in reality.
The question is, can we get it back? Can we get back the freedom that we lost? Went to a nice Italian restaurant the other day and sat down at a table, and I noticed there's no salt on the table. So I look at the table next to me, and there's no salt. I stand up and I look at the other tables, and there's no salt. And that's how quick he can lose freedom in America. So what happened to the salt? Oh, Mayor Bloomingdale doesn't like salt. He says it's no good for you. And there's a lot of things no good for me. But I don't think the mayor should be picking and choosing my menu. But that's the way it is in America. One day you're going to sit down at a table, and freedom is going to be that salt shaker. So can we get it back? Every day we lose another freedom. Slavery is on the way back to the USA. It is communism, and their number one tactic is muzzling. Just ask yourself how many times you bite your tongue when you run your thoughts through the brainwasher. You can't speak the truth anymore in the useless of A. Sorry, the truth hurts. Let me read you the First Amendment, and I want to show you. You know, God created the Ten Commandments, and that was good enough for him. But we have 40,000 laws that were passed last year by the termites that are eating away at the oak of freedom. I want to show you how brief the Congress was when they wrote the Constitution. This is the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Now, you take that one line. Let me say it again. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Congress shall make no law or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. When you tell a chaplain in the military that he can't say Jesus Christ outside the door, you have violated his First Amendment rights. That is all it says. And it was put there to protect religion and not to destroy it. All the brainwashing, garbage legislation that has been used against us is strictly the communist agenda. Communist slavery dies in Russia, but it lives in the occupied USA. Recent targets of the Democamo silencing machine have been the U.S. military, especially military chaplains, Alabama judges who believe in the Ten Commandments, Glenn Beck, Steve Malzberg, Aaron Klein, Pat Buchanan, all Catholic institutions being destroyed with the help of the Jesuit inserts and the Boston Globe. Catholic Church has a problem throughout the world. Jimmy from Brooklyn can tell you he believes that all of South America, the Catholic churches have been infiltrated by the communists. And you know what? We're all infiltrated by the communists. They're everywhere. Just ask the guy that issued all those, leaked all that government secret messages. Soon to be destroyed, Bob Grant, harassed for decades. Mike Savage's hours have been cut, and the largest target of communism has been Mike Savage. Eric Bolling on Fox Business is one of the new targets. So Fox is being peppered with communist inserts as it loses its conservative base, reducing it to NBC status. That's in the works. That's the goal. The goal of the Democamos is to silence freedom by October, when your vote will no longer count. Inserts are communist infiltrators pretending to be one of the group. You want some examples? Sean Penn playing a baby-raping Marine. An English teacher in a New York City high school forcing his class to watch Brokeback Mountain to promote sex. Anyone who dips his shirt in the blood of the lamb, claiming he is equal to the lamb. Any president whose records are sealed. And anyone who hates a Tim Tebow. And there's an article that got me going, and it's entitled Black Pastors Accuse Ultra-Liberal Southern Poverty Law Center of Bigotry. You got to watch the names that these Americans for this and Americans for that, they're all communists. You got to take a good look at any organization before you buy their propaganda and swallow them as whole Americans. Let me find another tune for you.
Rumors fly and you can't know where they start, especially when it concerns a person's heart. I've heard tales that could set my heart aglow. Wish I knew if the things I hear are so.
Is all upset because Catherine Sebelius, a Catholic, betrayed them when she took the job with the Obama administration. She has allowed abortion to be inserted in the new Obama program without standing by her Catholic principles. Well, I got news for you guys. She made that deal before she ever got the job. I'm sure she was vetted, and I'm sure one of the first questions were, will you help us kill babies? And I'm sure her answer was yes. So what can the Catholic Church do about it? Excommunicate her. Think about that one.
Who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are? Who did you see, I wonder, that made you just the cutest little angel by far? Where did you get those good looks, those eyes that glow like a star? It seems they made the sun shine only twice, in your sweet smile and paradise. Tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
Who do you know in heaven
that made you the angel you are? prettiest little angel by far.
Where did you get those good looks?
Those eyes that glow like a star. It seems they bathe the sunshine only twice. In your sweet smile and paradise. Tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
Tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
Obama is dealing directly with the Iranians. I wonder how that's working out. Hey, Mr. President, how are we doing with that Iranian boycott? Well, we will not allow Iran to access American goods. But, Mr. President, they're all made in China, including the good tax-free GE light bulbs banned by the USA. Yeah, well, we'll stop the oil shipments coming from Iran. But, Mr. President, Iran and Iraq are in joint development in oil fields in Iraq. How are you going to know who the mother and the father is when the oil tanker shows up? Hello, Bakhtiar, do me a favor. Ship 10 million barrels from Iraq to China and build my account. Okay, Ahmadinejad. Mr. President, what do we do now? I am secretly negotiating with Hezbollah and the Taliban to prove this crisis. I promise to destroy the American military with a piss-poor story, to use germ warfare, primarily aids in the Navy, to encourage rape among the troops, reporting only 3,900 incidents instead of Leon Panetta's figure of 19,000. I am also protecting Syria. I want to keep Syria strong. Just as Nancy Pelosi, Bill Nelson, and Kami Kucinich promised last year when they flew into Damascus with a big Air Force plane loaded with booze. I have ordered the Department of Justice to keep the borders open so that the 1,000 SAM missiles smuggled out of Libya can reach every American airport. I am sending new maps of the New York subway system to the Revolutionary Forces. I am making a movie, and keep your eye open for secret messages. I am forcing the price of gas to rise from $1.83 when I took office to $4, with four more bucks to go. Now that I shut down the Gulf coastal drilling, Alaska, and I just today destroyed Canadian-American relations by killing the Keystone Pipeline, that oil can now go to our comrades in China. I also shut down the deep water drilling in the Southern Gulf and sent those rigs to Brazil. And then I gave the Brazilian government American Social Security money to drill oil for China. Like you, I hate America, especially the South, plus every farmer, fisherman, and small business person still flourishing. But I have the ultimate weapons of mass destruction. I have the EPA and the NLRB. And don't forget the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And if that fails, we can OSHA everybody with paperwork. And while they're filling out the 180-page compliance report, they are losing their business. Did I tell you every coal mine in the country will be closed by November? All the American talk show hosts will be replaced by NBC News. We already have gotten rid of Malzberg, Glenn Beck, Aaron Klein, Mike Savage's band in Communist Britain. We also have cut his hours from 3 to 2 and inserted 15 minutes of NBC News during his 5-minute break. And not only that, we issue a disclaimer. When asked, have we fallen to communist censorship, we simply say we are moving in another direction. Straight down the tubes. Fox is our next big target. We will replace Hannity with Bill PLO Dancer Maher. We will replace Greta with Uday Pelosi. We'll replace O'Reilly with Hanoi John Kerry. And we have no one as good as Cavuto, Eric Bolling, and Stuart Varney. They will simply be shot. I love this country. Everything is free. In other news today, Santorum has Tim Tebow to Iowa. So there goes Romney's media victory sweep. Santorum's Iowa victory proves that hard work and sacrifice still wins elections. Santorum only had 76 cents to spend per Iowan against money bags of 46 bucks per Iowan. He went door to door and he even held a town hall for only a one-person audience. His theme should be, Santorum won't hurt us. It is time to bring it all home. Don't you believe the elitists when they tell you money wins everything. The little guy still gets the vote of the little guy. Pick the best man and God will do the rest. It is still his country. And pray for Rick Perry. Bartender, champagne, and a giraffe of wine. Let me see what we can give you. Aha!
Right with us in the chat.
got 8 minutes left. And let's see, I have an article here. I think it's the same one I read before. We'll take a look at it. Destroying the USMC image. Yeah. Yep, that's the one I did. Okay, we read that to you earlier today. So let me give you another tune, and then I'll see if I can find another article. It's 32 minutes. I can't give you that one. That's more than a tune. That's a symphony. Here's one.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, low rockin' robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap for their wings, sing and go, bird, go, rockin' robin, tweet, rockin' robin, so rockin' robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight. A pretty little raven that the birdman sent, talked him out to do the bop, and it was grand. It started going steady and blessed my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, rockin' robin, slow rockin' robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight. We own the pretty little raven at the birdman stand, taught him out to do the bop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out-bopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' robin, tweet. Oh, rockin' robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
I found another blog that I sent out about a week ago. It's called, I Thought He Only Hated the South. I knew Obama had no love for the South the day he banned a deep water oil drilling. Then as the oil rigs arrived in Brazil, he offered the Brazilian government American Social Security money to drill oil for China. Using the BP oil spill as his excuse, he wiped out the jobs of American oil riggers, fishermen, restaurants, and all the related industries that depend on those southern jobs. He also hates all farmers and fishermen. Don't take my word for it. Talk to the black farmer in Georgia, not the one who just started plowing to be part of a class action lawsuit for bank reparations. Talk to the black farmer who has Georgia clay on his boots and is a man of the soil. Talk to New England fishermen who are not allowed to fish. Talk to California farmers who are not allowed access to the water. All these arguments will fall on media deafened ears. There is only one undeniable fact. And let me see where we are. There is only one undeniable fact. Obama's goal is $8 a gallon of gas and no coal. He has said it is so. His weapon of mass destruction is the EPA. His weapon to remove the Second Amendment is the gunrunner Eric Holder, who staged an outrage that backfired. The result was 41,000 dead Mexicans and one border guard. He has declared war on Arizona and plays the illegal immigrant card to keep the drug routes open. It was never about Mexicans. It was always about drug dependency. If you want to stop drugs, put the buyer out of business, and Mexicans will live longer. Am I the only one asking, why is the state? What is the State Department doing in an oil deal? When did the State Department take over big oil? What's next, coffee futures, hog bellies, cattle and precious metals? Please don't tell me this is a government-to-government deal. This is a Clinton State Department negotiating not with the Canadian State Department, but with a Canadian corporation. Is there a safe deposit box in Stavros that we should know about? Wall Street is feeling bullish, and with a little bit of planned luck, the economy will recover by November. Goldman Sachs lost $1.5 billion in assets, not including John Corzine's $1.5 billion buried treasure. Today, their stock went up, beating the street's expectations. What is that? What is the street's expectations? The unemployment line? When Bush was paying cash for 911, they always say that Bush raised did as much damage as Obama. Let's never forget, he had to pick up the tab for 911. He had to pay for all those troops that were shuttling around all over the world. Chuck Heinrich Schumer was standing in front of a gas pump, not Exxon, he's barred from Exxon, and he was decrying $2.82 a gallon. Now you can't find him, not even to check the fluids. The sages are predicting $4 a gallon by Memorial Day. Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, and CARE are predicting $10 a gallon right after they blow up Ras Tanura and Jubail. And won't that make late bank-breaking news? And CARE, of course, is not a terrorist organization. So I'm removing that because CARE is not a terrorist organization. Could you put the gun away now, please? If you listen to the Democamo propaganda ads, you will hear Joe Kennedy thanking the people of Venezuela for the cheap oil and gas only Massachusetts gets. You know what makes strange bedfellows besides politics? Treason. The Kennedys are why I would never vote for a president from Massachusetts. Joe Kennedy is lying as he thanks the people of Venezuela. He is really thanking his money boss, Hugo El Stinko Chavez. And don't forget, a safe deposit box is Stavros. As soon as the communist Chavez sees the oil companies, his first $1 billion order went to Russia and China for AK-47s to protect his people. Nay, to enslave his people. Don't trust Greenpeace and communists. In other news today, global warming conferences have been canceled in Cordoba, Alaska, Nome, Alaska, and Seattle, Washington, due to a very heavy global warming snow. In Cordoba, Alaska, where the population wishes they were in Cordoba, Spain, they now have 18 feet of snow, and the winter is just beginning. The weather forecast says Seattle, Washington, due to a heavy global warming snow. The weather forecast says Seattle, Washington, due to a very heavy global warming snow. And the meeting is canceled there. Alaska, a Russian in Nome, Alaska. Oh, let me see. The weather forecast says more snow for 3 more months. In Nome, Alaska, a Russian oil tanker delivering fuel was stranded on the ice and had to have a U.S. Coast Guard cutter, the only one left because fuel is scarce, clear a path, but they could not get it into port. The Russian captain said, "This is the coldest winter since Peter the Great got frostbite on his bippy." They got within 3,000 feet in Nome and ran a hose to the dock. The town was low on fuel. Do you know, in spite of Obama, the USA is still number 3 in oil production? It's unbelievable. And here I go back to the salt shaker theory. And did you know that in 1998, oil was $10 a barrel before jihad taxes were imposed? In November of 1998, I was in Abu Dhabi. and they took me out of my hotel and put me in another hotel, because all the sheikhs and all of the kings and all of the emirs were coming into Abu Dhabi, because oil was $10 a barrel, and they were crying. And today Obama took down the USA by stopping the Keystone Pipeline. Leon Panetta estimates there are 19,000 cases of sexual hanky-panky in the U.S. military. If you think the takedown of the military is fully operational, I am sure you will see more than you can imagine as America disintegrates. Freedom is like a salt shaker in your favorite restaurant. One day you go and it's missing. When you ask what happened to the salt, the government tells you it was no good for you. The government puts a huge tax on cigarettes. The people stop smoking. How will they make up the lost revenue? They'll legalize marijuana first and tax it. The junkies make good customers. Besides, weed is good for you. Once it is determined, and you know what? The lefties already come out and said weed is less dangerous than cigarettes. How's that? Yeah, sure, as long as you don't hold it in your lungs and roll around on the ground for 20 minutes. Once it was determined that the captain of the Carnival cruise ship abandoned his responsibility, the Coast Guard should have taken command of the situation and the ship. No lawyer's excuse accepted. That's the captain was ordering the other captain to go on. When the other captain didn't go on, the Coast Guard should have said, that's it, he abandoned ship, and we're taking over. But they just, it's all a big blame game, European blame game. You ever hear the joke about the Andrea Doria? The Andrea Doria, you know why it sunk? Because it was lopsided. That's a racial slur, I know, I apologize. I'll do my retraction right now. And also, all the heroes were in the kitchen. Did you ever hear the joke about the new Italian Navy? They have glass-bottom boats so they can see the old Italian Navy. Well, let's see what we say here. While we kill America's growth with false concerns about oil spills, how about looking into blood spills, starting with 22 Navy SEALs of SEAL Team 6? Won't someone tell us how they were ambushed? Was it a setup? Who was in on it? Who told the press to cover it up? In 3 years, Obama took one early morning photo op with homecoming dead Americans. Dover Air Force Base is not far from D.C. He should have been there for the SEALs. They went to Pakistan for us, and Obama was not shy about taking all the credit for killing Geronimo, which was a bad choice of words. The code word, piece of you-know-what, should have been more appropriate. Pray for the troops and the border guards. Every day they get betrayed. Let's see where we're at. It looks like we're out of time. Okay, so that's all for today. I'm going to try and get Jimmy from Brooklyn to give us communist familiarization. I'm working on him. He's a tough guy. I have to wait for his call because he's traveling in outer space somewhere. Okay, have a safe day. Watch out for the snow and the ice. And it looks like Gingrich is going to take South Carolina, as Tim Tebow predicted. Amen. Should I sign off with a tune? We got a fast one? Let's see if we got a fast one here for you. Oh, yeah. This is the one that they're going to play at the disinauguration of Obama bin Laden.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. Out the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.